Now it's time for the Coach's Show with Sterling head coach Clint Wiley on WSHS Sterling High School Radio with your hosts Rob Strauss and Tad Kozineski.
And welcome to the 2013 edition of the Coach's Show right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss, Tad Kozineski here with Sterling head football coach Clint Wiley for another exciting season. And Coach, coming off of a 6-4 record from last season, a lot of exciting games, playoff appearance. How do you sum up last season now that you've had almost a full year to think about it?
Well, once again, thanks for doing the radio show. Really excited about this year. And to answer your question, Rob, regarding last year's team, I thought it was a solid year in our second campaign here, but it was a lot of unfinished business. We just didn't finish games last year. It was really nice to be able to play in the playoffs. We lost to the state champions, West Deptford, twice, played them tough here at home. I lost them in the first round of playoffs. We lost to the runners-up Woodbury last year, which, if you remember, recall, a real tough game that we reminded kids every day we lost in the last 3 seconds of the game. So we lost to some real good opponents last year. Our theme this year is finish. You know, that's the biggest thing, walking around with a chip on our shoulder, and we need to finish this year. But we had a great offseason. The kids are working hard. Got a lot of kids out this season. Got some newcomers. And there's a lot of question marks for this season. That's why we're so excited about tonight's see what we have.
You have a lot of fans of the program that may not have kids in the team or may not know what happened over the summer. Give us a little routine that, based on what started in June, what actually went down over the summer to get us where we are right now.
Well, since June 11th, once the baseball season finished in the spring, and our baseball team had another great season this year, we started our mini camp, and we practiced. We had about 9 practices. The kids, you know, from 3 to 5:30, basically installing our offense, installing our defense, getting familiar with one another, and that was the beginning where you saw a huge difference from year 2 to year 3 with our kids, them buying into what we're asking of them. We had a nice mini camp, and then the months of July, we basically we lifted weights 3 times a week, and we did 7-on-7s twice a week. You know, and just a chance for us to get familiar with the kids, push the kids, and get them involved in the summer, because that's where you build the team, is in the summer through the winter work. I mean, it's the summer through the lifting, the 7-on-7, and we had a real nice summer workout.
All right, now my next question is, as a fan, as I remember your team last year, everyone who touched the ball is gone for the most part. What are some of the challenges throughout the summer trying to find out who's touching the ball this year? Right. So how'd you work through that?
Great. We're still working at it, but great question, Tad. The thing about last year, last year's team I thought was a tough team. And we lost some solid football players, seniors. And we lost a lot of playmakers. So that's the biggest question mark coming into this season. We have our offensive line that's returning, but a lot of question marks with our guys who are going to be carrying the ball. I felt we had 2 really nice scrimmages, and saw some great things from young guys. But like anything else, it doesn't really matter what you do in practice. It's about how you perform when the lights are on, and we're going to find that out tonight.
And speaking of the new squad, you guys went mostly with the wing T offense last year. Mm-hmm. Should we expect the same offensive and defensive schemes from last year to this year as well?
Yeah, we made that adjustment after week 4 last year, putting the wing T offense in. So we are definitely 100% running the wing T offense. The one thing I've noticed is to be able to win a championship, you got to be able to run the football. And I think the wing T allows us to get the ball into our playmakers' hands. I mean, you look at West Deptford wins the state championship. Delsey wins the state championship. Hamilton runs the wing T. All these teams run the wing T. St. Joe's of Hamilton runs the wing T. So you have teams year in, year out in the state championship games that's running the wing T. I think we've been solid on defense, the same kind of scheme, more of a attack and react scheme. And there's another question mark for us is defensively. Besides on offense, you know, we lost some skilled guys carrying the ball. We lost 7 starters on defense. So we're going to be young on defense. So that's where I'm more concerned than anything on defense, how well we tackle in game situations and how our guys perform. And the only way we're going to find out is playing. So we'll find out tonight how well we tackle on defense. That's the key.
And speaking of running the ball, you guys had almost a 3-headed monster last year between Khalil Howard, Dwayne Wade and Kamir Mack. Mm-hmm. All those guys have since graduated. Who do you expect to kind of carry the load from those guys, especially Khalil Howard, who had an amazing junior and senior year?
Yeah, Khalil Howard's one kid I know we can't replace. I mean, he's a special kid that comes around every 5 to 6 years. I mean, Khalil Howard, besides being a great football player, but just his toughness, demeanor, his leadership qualities, but he's going to be a tough one to replace. We're going to do it by committee. I mean, I feel we got about 5 to 7 kids that can carry the ball. You know, in each scrimmage, it's been not just one guy. It's been 2 or 3 other guys. And that's what's going to be a little bit exciting tonight. I mean, one guy that we were planning on hoping to replace Khalil, and I think the young man has a lot of ability, is Devon Tucker. Devon Tucker is a team football player. There's a young man who came in this program 2 years ago, had a little bit of experience playing football, really wasn't involved in any other sports, but because he bought into our philosophy, this kid, he's 5'11", 205 pounds right now, lifting weights. He just finished his second year in wrestling, never wrestled till we made him wrestle. Wasn't even part of the track team till last year. I made him run track, and now the kid's the fastest kid in this school, finished 10th in the meet of champions. But there's a young man who's bought into our philosophy about getting involved in Sterling sports. It's not just about football. It's about all the sports around here. And Devon Tucker's a guy who's been a 2-year starter for us on the defensive side of the ball, who was a team player last year, played guard for us. He's a running back in heart, but we were down with our numbers on the offensive line, and I asked him if he would take one for the team last year. No questions asked. By him playing guard last year, I think toughened him up, and I expect big things out of him this season.
You mentioned 5 to 7 guys in the backfield. From a coaching standpoint, what are some of the pluses and minuses of having that many guys rotating in now?
Well, the number one minus is you're not going to please everybody. You know, one thing about a great running back wants the ball in his hands. So we have to do a great job as a coaching staff making sure we distribute the ball enough so our playmakers are getting enough touches. Just like anything else, it may take one back. His 7th, 8th carry is better than his 1st and 2nd carry, you know, depending on what type of running back he is. So that's going to be the toughest thing, us juggling the guys and making sure we're getting enough touches in each of the guys that we feel that have the capabilities of making big plays for us.
Is that tough to manage during game day on the sideline, shuffling in personnel with different people?
Yeah, we've been working on it a lot. And our kids, like I said, this is the 3rd season of this, I mean, for us. And I think our kids are getting better. I mean, one thing, I mean, I really like this team because they're focused. They're into the team concept, not the individual. And they're working really hard. But that's going to be probably the toughest thing for us as coaches is, you know, making sure we do a good job with our substitution.
And the next question I want to bring up with you, Coach, obviously the running back situation we talked about just a few moments ago, but the big question mark for a lot of people is who's going to be under center this year at the quarterback position. You had Preston Harrison and a combination of Preston Harrison and Marcus Taylor back there last year. Obviously, with their departure, that leaves a pretty big void there.
Yeah.
Arguably one of the most important positions
without
on
a doubt.
Either side of the ball.
Without a doubt. And we had a nice competition this summer. And in the fall camp, but Matt Minano, who's a junior, is going to be our starting quarterback tonight. And a lot of it's going to be performance. I mean, because that guy needs to manage the game for us. We're not asking him to win the game for us. We're asking him to manage the game for us. I want him to be able to run the offensive plays, carry out his fakes, put guys in the right position, be that coach on the field, and manage. And if he's 500 throwing the ball and completions, we're very happy. He just doesn't have to do anything special to win games for us. He needs to manage games. And that's the biggest thing he needs to understand, or whoever is our quarterback. But right now, we're starting out tonight with Matt.
Now, with Matt out there with the wing T, explain for people who may not have, even football players who may not have played in the wing T, what are some of his reads that he gets off his initial snap? When he has the ball in his hand, what's he looking at?
Okay, the main thing is the wing T offense is driven by running the football, and there's a lot of misdirection stuff. I mean, you have guards pulling opposite direction. You got the backfield going opposite sometimes of where the play's really going to go. So the offensive wing T is more of a smash-mouth football with a lot of misdirection stuff. On passing situations, what we're going to try to do to make it easier for Matt is on 1st down, 2nd and medium, 2nd and short, when teams are expecting you to run, let's give him a pass because that's going to open up for him because you're going to have defenses sucking up. We're going to see probably 8-9 guys in the box. When I talk about the box, I'm talking about from the tight end to the opposite tight end in that little 6-yard range there of putting defenders in or trying to stop the run. You know, a lot of defense will come in with the mindset, well, if Sterling's going to beat us, they're going to have to throw the ball. And if you remember, that's what I talked about West Deffer. We came in the West Deffer game, we're going to stop the run. And if they're going to beat us, they're going to have to throw the ball. And that's what happens. So hopefully, we put Matt in good situations. We don't put him in third and longs, more second and shorts, third and shorts, where we had the flexibility of 50% run-pass situation. Hopefully help him. And then hopefully when we do have to pass, I mean, Matt's going to have to do a good job. Well, number one, our protection up front's got to do a great job of giving him time. And our receiver's got to run great routes. And then our quarterback's got to read whoever we ask him to read. If they're a cover three team, we're going to have him read a lot of the safety, the down safety. If they're a cover two team, we're going to read a little bit more of the corners. But our passing game's more of a quick, let's get rid of the ball, read one guy, one read. You're going here or there with the pass. A nice little special bonus we got this year so far with camp was Marvin Jones playing football. You know, a great athlete in our school who's a basketball, volleyball player, all-conference volleyball player, decided to play football his senior year. And now it will help Matt and our team with a 6'5 wide receiver. And the thing that's impressed me the most with Marvin is his toughness, him being able to catch the ball going across the middle. And having a guy 6'5 out there is really going to teams are going to have to really prepare for him. You know, the luxury of him running a slant, him running a fade, and they're going to maybe have to double him and stuff. But that's going to really help our run game out. And I'm really proud of Marvin coming out his senior year and realizing how football can help benefit him in basketball, on the basketball court, and also help him on the volleyball court. Because the main thing is all these sports, they all work together. And that's why we try to encourage many student athletes here to get involved in many, multiple sports, not just specializing in one.
Probably a pretty good idea for him to come out, seeing how you lost Jerry Crisman, yeah. Who was one of those guys we saw in a number of games last year. You'd just throw the fade to in the corner of the end zone,
right.
And Jerry, with his bat, you know, from his jumping ability from basketball, would be able to go up and rip it out of the hands of a defensive back or a safety. So probably a pretty good addition to have a 6'5" guy out there to help you out there.
Reminds me a lot of Jerry. You know, reminds me a lot of Jerry, and we're going to miss Jerry. I mean, Jerry was a competitor, tough, hard-nosed kid who went out there and worked hard, and it was a nice luxury. Like, remember the Paulsboro game? They had a 5'7" corner on Jerry, and we just threw it up, and Jerry went up and got it, made a couple plays, and scored a touchdown, and helped us win that game last year.
Now, getting back to Matt McDaniel, the junior, how does that, him coming in as a junior, just a great addition, and it shows how important the JV level is to any program, really.
Yep.
It's kind of like a farm system. And
yep.
I don't know if Matt knew at the end of last season that he was going to be vaulted into the starting role of the varsity starting quarterback, but talk a little bit about the JV team and how you guys develop your JV players to become varsity athletes.
Great question. And like anything else, the most important program for our starting football team is our youth program. And Kevin Thomas, who's our president of our youth organization, does a phenomenal job of – they just brought this program back about 6-7 years ago, and it's a feeder program, and that's what's really going to help us. Those guys playing football here, starting from Stratford, Magnolia, and Summerdale, working their way up to a freshman team. And we've got 22 kids on our freshman team this year. With the freshman team, they're just freshman players. And then you got our JV team, which will have about 25 kids playing JV, and then they move their way up to the varsity. But it gives us a chance as coaches to go out there on a Monday and see these kids perform in game-like situations, just not in practice. And like we always preach, every time you get a chance to step on the field, it's a chance for you to show a coach, hey, you know what, coach? I should be playing. Or, hey, coach, you made a mistake. I am better than that kid. I need to play. And that's why I keep telling the kids all the time, a JV game, a freshman game, is more opportunities for you to play and to show us coaches that you can get on the field. You know, the first way to get on the field is special teams. And, and then you work your way up on the varsity level. Like Matt last year, he was our snapper last year. Okay, he was our third-string quarterback, continued to work, has a good head on his shoulder, got a right mindset, and he's a leader. And it was nice to watch him develop. I mean, I can go across the board. I mean, year three, one kid I got to mention is a kid who walked into his school 2 years ago. His name was Hunter Bird. Walked into his school probably about 5'7", maybe 130 pounds, never played football before a day in his life, never touched a weight. This young man He's going to be starting tonight for us, a defensive back, a corner for us. But he's a young man who came in and listened to his coaches. Never wrestled before. We made him wrestle. He started wrestling. We got him out for the track team. Now he's running the track team. Hunter Burt right now is about 5 foot eight, about 175 pounds slapped together. And there's a young man who walked into this school 2 years ago, never touched a weight, wasn't involved in sports at all. And now he's put himself in a position to be a really good football player. He's a young man. We had a scrimmage last week. We ran a toss play to him. He broke his 75 yards for a touchdown. And that's what high school football is about, is developing, getting kids involved, no matter if you ever played before or not. That's the process of seeing a young man walking in here as a freshman to where he's going to be a junior, senior year. And so there's a young man who started on our freshman, didn't even start on our freshman team. Okay, his last year played a little bit on JV team, got a few carries, but now just because of weight training, him getting more confidence, now he's a varsity starter, and that's what we're looking for in this program.
During the show, a lot of times, most shows we'll talk about your team. It's early in the year, we're getting ready to start. Can you give us an overview of our division, and from a fan standpoint, what should we look for in the division this year?
Well, one thing about our division, I think each team's well coached. I think all these coaches in this league do a great job putting time and effort in, and they get the most out of their players. Once again, I think this league's going to be driven by West effort. Anytime you got a 265-pound fullback, a man playing against boys, they're going to be pretty good. But besides him, Clyde Folsom does a great job of coaching and building a program. It started with his feeder program, and Clyde does a great job with his team. So year in, year out, you know, West Effort's going to be up there. Haddonfield's going to have another exciting year this year. They got a lot of returners. Haddon Heights, like us, was hurt with graduation. So it's going to be anxious to see a lot of question marks with Haddon Heights. You know, just like Sterling High School, we lost a lot. They lost a lot of seniors. So it depends on the development of your JV team and your freshman program. I think Woodbury, we play later in the year. I think they got a lot of guys coming back. I think they're going to be really good. Haddon Township, they do a good job of coaching over there. He has a couple good players. They had a great year last year. They went 6-4. Overbrook, they're a lot better than last year. I just see the development, watching them in the scrimmage the other day. I text their coach and say, hey, man, you're doing a good job over there with those guys. I think the championship runs through West Defer and Haddonfield this year. And there's some question marks. You know, with Sterling High School, Haddon Heights, Overbrook. We'll see what happens. That's one thing that's great. You got to go out and play on Friday nights, see what happens.
We're going to get off to a quick break right now. When we get back from the break, more from Sterling head football coach Clint Wiley. You're listening to WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Back with more right after this.
Attention all Sterling High School community members. If you are a resident of Laurel Springs, Magnolia, Hinell, Summerdale, Stratford, or if you have children who attend Sterling High School, the Sterling Board of Education invites you to enjoy the recently renovated state-of-the-art fitness center at Sterling High School. Hours of operation for the fitness center are as follows: Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 5:30 a.m. through 7:30 a.m. Tuesday and Thursday, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. If you are interested in using the fitness center, please send an email indicating what day and time you would like to attend with your name, address, and phone number to Mr. Matt Sheehan at msheehan@sterling.k12.nj.us or call 856-784-1333, extension 4701.
Man, there's nothing good on the radio anymore. It's the same thing on every station.
Hey, not every station's like that. I just started following At Nights Radio on Twitter. They tweet news about the Sterling community and they have their own radio station.
But what makes them different?
Well, the whole station is run by students.
That's awesome, and I love Twitter. I'm going to go follow At Nights Radio right now.
Follow At Nights Radio on Twitter to receive news about sports, music, and everything Sterling.
And now back to the Coach's Show with Sterling football head coach Clint Wiley on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.
And
and welcome back to the Coaches Show right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Rob Strauss, Tad Kozineski here with Sterling Head Football Coach Clint Wiley. And Coach, looking into tonight's game, starting off in about 15 minutes or so, going up against Haddon Township. You guys opened with your season at Haddon Township last year, a 3-0 baseball game at halftime there. Kind of an ugly start for both teams, a lot of penalties in that game. You guys pulled out a second half barrage, scoring 18 unanswered points, going on to win 21-3 in that game. And what are you expecting out of Haddon Township this season? Obviously, we talked about the departures on our team. What are you expecting out of them tonight?
Well, Rob, since you brought up last year's game,
it was ugly
the first half. If you recall, I mean, we played really well on defense, but we had like 6-7 turnovers, personal fouls, you know, leading with their helmet, hitting them above their shoulder pads. So once again, my message is to our guys this week was just like last year. This game's more about Sterling High School than it is about Haddon Township. How do we come out and how do we perform? Do we eliminate the penalties? Do we eliminate turnovers? And do we finish blocks? You know, and that's what we're looking for. Last year, if you recall the first half, we would have some nice drives, and we turn the ball over, or penalties. And it was an ugly first half, man. I was sitting there last year going, oh, my God, we're in for a long year. But, you know, we came back the second half. Marcus Taylor had a great interception, returned back for a touchdown, and our offense was able to score two more touchdowns. So this year, they're going to be a little bit different. They were led by a senior quarterback who was a really good passer. They moved one of their best athletes, their wide receiver, to quarterback. So I could see them being a little bit more of a spread team, getting their quarterback more in a run game. Last year he was more of a drop-back quarterback, where this kid's a little bit more athletic. I could see them doing a little bit of the quarterback read stuff, which you know all the Eagles fans are seeing with Michael Vick. You know, they got some good skill at the wide receiver position. Biggest question mark, and I think the biggest question mark about the win is up front. You know, who's going to win the battle up front? Is Sterling going to win the battle up front on the offensive side or the defensive side? And that's what it comes down to.
Unfortunately, last year's conditions were hot and breezy, if I remember correctly, up in the booth. It was not very cool up there. Fortunately, tonight's game looking to be a little bit more comfortable out there for you, so I don't think you have to worry about the elements coming into play there. In terms of what to expect offensively or defensively out of Haddon Township, it is a home game for us, so obviously we have a little bit of an edge here. Do you guys have a set amount of plays that you guys know going in, okay, here's the first five plays, and Matt Magnano, the junior quarterback, does he already know exactly what we're going to do, or does he make the reads on the line himself?
No, we're going to go in with the game plan. We'll have the first 12-play script, and hopefully we stay on script with that. And I mean, he knows our first four or five pass plays and our four or five run plays. I mean, we have a pretty good idea how we're going to try to attack these guys. But you never know. That's one thing about the wing tee offense is defensively, what you see on film sometimes you don't see in game situation. So that's where we need Matt to really step up and then be able to adjust on the run. I'll tell you what, we had a great week of practice. The toughest thing as a coach is you want to get these guys ready, and you're wondering if they're in condition enough or you're hitting enough, but then you got to be smart enough to back off of them, give them enough time to get their legs back. That's why we started yesterday and today. Wednesday and Thursday, we did ice baths right after practice. Everybody's got to sit in the ice bath for 5 minutes, so we got to get these guys' legs back. So that's the number one concern. Are we in shape? And is our kids fresh? They got their legs back coming from camp. And then in the first game, no matter what, you're going to have your mistakes, and you just hope from week one to week two you really improve on that.
And looking at the film, if there is any that you guys have been looking at, it's tough because it's the first game of the season, so you don't really have – all you have is really scrimmage footing.
Correct,
at this
yep.
point. You don't really know who to key on, but do you get through speaking with the other coaches in the conference and throughout the division, have you talked to any coaches on who to key on here at Haddon Township, who we should be looking out for tonight?
I think their quarterback. I think their offense is going to be built around their quarterback, just watching him in a scrimmage. I mean, he was a good receiver. He's 6'2", 185 pounds, an athletic kid. Last year, like I said, he played receiver, then moving him into quarterback. I think they're going to keep the ball in his hands about 80% of the time, you know, and use his legs or his arm. I mean, he looked good in the Overbrook scrimmage that we were allowed to watch. I think our key going into this game defensively is to stop the quarterback. Stop the quarterback, no penalties, and get off the field on third down.
It's going to be a pretty interesting season because, again, this team has changed so much.
Yeah.
Almost night and day compared to last season. So it's going to be very interesting to see how we perform.
Yeah, oh, without a doubt. I'm really excited about it because, I mean, I like this group of guys because they're into the team. They're into the team, not the eye. And it's been instilled in these young men for the last 2 years, and I'm really excited to see how they go out and perform tonight.
And one last thing before we let go here, Coach, before we get ready for a kickoff here in a few minutes. You had the, I guess it's the honor to coach against Eagles head coach Chip Kelly. And,
yeah, I don't know if it's an honor when he scores like 45 points on you, you know, and he's out there running around just like you see him on Sundays right now at the Eagles. But I've had the opportunity to coach against Chip, and I've had the opportunity to know Chip for a long time, since 1995, matter of fact. And Chip is a great guy, great coach, very down to earth, no ego. And very smart, very intelligent. And
I think he's going to do with his offense, obviously with the Eagles going down to Washington last weekend, or last Monday night, and really putting it to the Redskins.
He did.
How do you think that his new offensive style is going to fit into the NFL?
I think it's going to fit in well. I mean, because Chip's a smart guy. I mean, Chip doesn't really need to run the ball. Everybody says he needs a quarterback. What makes Chip special is Chip's going to adjust his offense around his personnel. Played against him when he was at New Hampshire, and he's had a running quarterback, and he used the quarterback to run the ball. I've been against him when he's had a drop back quarterback, and he's been able to adjust his offense to his personnel. And I've seen I've seen Chip put on 45 points with a third string quarterback against teams. You know, I mean, he does a really good job of teaching and coaching and developing guys. So he's pretty special. I think he's going to have a nice run here at the Philadelphia Eagles.
Definitely started off pretty well with a nice hung on for the victory there.
Hey,
but
at the end of the day,
win is a win.
A W is a W, especially in that league.
Absolutely. Well, Coach, best of luck tonight against Haddon Township, and we'll catch up with you next week. Best of luck.
Hey, thanks. Appreciate everybody coming out, and go Knights.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of the Coach's Show right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio. Stay tuned for live play-by-play coverage with Kevin Schulz and myself right here on WSHS Sterling High School Radio.